Welcome back to Skincare Made Simple, the podcast where we simplify the overly complicated world of skincare so you can achieve all of your skin goals because you deserve to have the best skin of your life. I'm your host, Ella, and I'm a licensed esthetician and acne specialist and fellow acne-prone girly. I've been dealing with acne since I was 13 and got so frustrated with it and did not want to go the medical route with prescriptions, so I decided to go back to school to become an esthetician to figure out how to clear my own skin, and now it's my mission to help clear your skin as well. As always, we've got lots of links in the show notes, including a link to every single product that I will mention in this podcast, plus links to find me on socials for your daily dose of skincare information, links to work with me one-on-one, downloadables I've created to help you build your skincare routine, perfect skincare routine, and more. I could seriously talk about skincare all day, and I generally do most days. Skincare is something that if I am not thinking about my responsibilities as a mom, then I am thinking about skincare. That is just simply how my mind works, and that is how my mind has worked for as long as I can possibly remember. Now, not just skincare, but like all things beauty, like to the point that when I was teeny tiny, I used to go to my mom once, twice, three times a week and beg her if she had any makeup or skincare or hair care or something that she wasn't going to use anymore that I could take and I could play with. And I did that from as early as I could remember. This has just always been who I am. But for some reason, staying consistent with this podcast has been so difficult over the past like 3 years since I started this podcast, which is just crazy. However, we have a new plan for the podcast. It is coming back better than ever, stronger than ever, more consistent than ever. So make sure if you have any requests for podcast episodes, let me know those. You can leave them in the comments on this episode. You can let me know on socials, whatever the case may be. Let me know what you want to hear because this podcast is something that I absolutely adore. I'm very passionate about, and we are going to absolutely be bringing her back in a major way. And what better way to bring the podcast back than to talk about skincare trends, ones that have been popular this year so far, ones that are becoming more popular as we go into the next season, which, oh my goodness, I am such a fall girly. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I've got my little coffee and my ghosty glass sitting right beside me. And oh, it is just, you know, it doesn't feel like fall, but in my mind, it feels like fall. And I'm just so excited. But anyway, let's talk about all of the skincare trends. Some great, some not so much, some, you know, it's not hurting anything, so you do you, boo-boo. Now, we started off 2025 with some of the craziest skincare trends, mainly being the morning shed, and I never participated in that because I would never be able to sleep like that. And so many of those people, I guarantee you, they were waking up and putting all that stuff on. Maybe they slept with some things. Maybe like the heatless curls and the, I don't know, the collagen masks every now and then. Sure. But sleeping in the LED mask and all of the mouth tape and the frownies and the this and that and so many layers upon layers upon layers. At some point, none of that stuff is actually doing anything because none of it's really getting to the skin, and it has to be affecting your sleep quality, and poor sleep will undo progress so much faster than any topicals you can apply. So I am very glad that that trend is done, and it seems like we've gone more from like that skin maximalism at the beginning of the year to skin minimalism. That is very much a trend, that is a trend if you want to call it that, that is becoming more popular, and it's everybody realizing that they've been doing all the things for way too long and their skin still isn't happy doing all the things. So everybody's just stripping it back to the basics. And I can't tell you how happy that makes me. If you want to have a 15-step skincare routine, you do you, boo-boo. There are ways to do it where you can layer all the products and it just feels good and it's fun to do. But really, your skin likes simplicity and consistency. And I have been yelling this for years at this point, and I'm so glad that skin minimalism is finally actually starting to become a thing. Because we really don't need more than what I like to call your base routine, your cleanser, your moisturizer, and your sunscreen, and then one, two, maybe three treatments to target your specific skin concerns. And ideally, that's going to be a retinoid, an exfoliant that targets your skin type, and then a hydrating barrier serum to keep your skin healthy. And that hydrating barrier serum can include peptides and vitamin C and all the other wonderful things that will help with our main goals. Really, the main three goals that everybody will have with their skin are keeping it clear, preventing any sort of hyperpigmentation or reversing any sort of hyperpigmentation, and aging gracefully. Those are the three main goals that are within skincare. Yes, there are subcategories under all of those, but it all comes back to those three. We don't need to have 45 different things in our routine, because really the same ingredients target all of those different concerns. Where we're gonna get like specific with things are going to be, okay, how many serums do you want to add? If you only want to add one serum, what is your one main skin concern? Is it hyperpigmentation and anti-aging? Cool. Vitamin C is going to be the way to go there. But beyond that, everything else, all essences, toners, serums, everything is extra. So if you want to have a whole bunch of products in your routine, go for it. If you want to have a simple skincare routine, you can absolutely do that with still seeing beautiful results, and your skin will probably thank you for the simpler routine instead. Now, while skin maximalism has definitely toned down, one area where it is kind of ramping up a little bit is with skin flooding, or the seven layer method, or the mix-in method, or there are so many different names for it, okay? And while this is a proper Korean skincare method, it's not gonna be for everybody, and it's not necessarily going to be a long-term thing for most people. So essentially, there are two different ways you can do this method, and one of those ways is going to be where you take one or two toners and you apply seven layers of each one. Okay, the number of layers you apply can vary here, and you can look at different sources and see different things, but you apply multiple layers, like 5 to 7 layers of 2, maybe 3 different toners. And then the other method is where you do 1, maybe 2 layers of 5 to 7 different toners. Okay, so there are two different methods there. And on one hand, if you're going to do one, I would rather you do multiple layers of just 1 to 3 toners. Just again, that skin minimalism, your skin likes simplicity. We don't need that surplus of all those different ingredients all at once. They may all be beneficial. That's just a whole lot for the skin, especially if we're doing it every single day. So that can really, really easily backfire. But also at the same time, unless you're dealing with a really damaged barrier or really dry skin, or someone who has just like eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, all of those naturally mean that you are just constantly fighting a naturally damaged barrier. Those are going to be the people who will benefit from this like skin flooding method the best. Other than that, if you don't have a damaged barrier or super dry skin, then this isn't really going to be something that's necessary. If that's the case and you want to feel like you're doing something like that, then I would do one layer of 2 to 3 different toners, not multiple layers of multiple toners. That's when it just becomes a lot. But like I said, this can be really beneficial for some people who have really, 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 really dry skin or a damaged barrier, whether it's temporarily damaged or chronically damaged just from your skin type. And with that, this method can be really beneficial to just flood the skin with that hydration and really push all that hydration and barrier support nutrients into the skin and really form that barrier that your skin doesn't currently have or doesn't have a strong enough one of. So it's creating an artificial barrier. So for some people, this can be really, really beneficial. Some people are just getting really carried away with it, and it is becoming way more of a thing than it needs to be. And I think that is sort of overwhelming the people who it could benefit. So it's one of those things that not every trend on the internet is going to be for you, babe. However, one that is for everybody is the fact that people have started paying attention to body care now. And I love that people are paying attention to body care, because we have put so much emphasis on the face, but then your neck, your chest, and your hands are going to give it all away. And if you've been focusing on your neck, your chest, and your hands, fantastic. Your arms and legs will give it away then. So we need to really be focusing on skincare from head to toe. You are covered in skin. Skin is your largest organ. So yeah, it's going to absolutely play a role in how you age. If you want to age gracefully, focusing on overall body care is going to be ideal. Now, there are a few things with this. You don't have to overthink this. It doesn't have to be anything that's crazy expensive or whatever. The like basics that we can do, any skin that is showing, we want to put sunscreen on it. No, not all clothing is UV protective, but, you know, I got to pick my battles, and, you know, I know that not everybody's going to put on full head-to-toe sunscreen every day, and I get that, and someone made a good argument in my comments the other day that you're supposed to apply a shot glass worth of sunscreen from your neck down, okay? So it's 2 finger lengths or 1/2 teaspoon for your face and neck, and then from or I guess your chest down, is another shot glass worth of sunscreen. And so somebody pointed out, like, what? So am I supposed to do that every day and then buy a new sunscreen every week? And it's like, that's a valid point right there. Like, when we go to the beach or the pool or whatever, we go through so much sunscreen. It is crazy. And on a daily basis, we don't wear sunscreen unless we're going to be outside for like an extended period of time. At least I don't make my husband and kids wear sunscreen unless they're going to be outside for an extended period of time. I have a sunscreen lotion that I love, so I hit my arms, chest, and neck every single day regardless. And of course, I've got a sunscreen on my face, but that's really the best way to do it because you're still going to get that sun damage from sitting near a window or driving your car or whatever, okay? And it is a matter of, yeah, that means that I buy sunscreen fairly frequently, but I have found a sunscreen that I enjoy. And it's not like you have to necessarily reapply every 2 hours. Yes, that is ideal. But if we're talking about just like general daily maintenance and we're not getting super sweaty, it doesn't rain, we're not doing anything that's disturbing the sunscreen, we're just going about normal daily life, unless you're going to be outside for an extended period of time, that at first application that you put on in the morning is totally fine. That is better than nothing. If you would like to reapply, please do. But if nothing else, that one application in the morning will get you set up better for the day. Ideally, if you could do an application in the morning and then one again around lunchtime, that would be perfect. But it doesn't necessarily have to be full body. Like if you're wearing a pair of jeans, don't worry about covering your legs with sunscreen. But if you're wearing a sundress, yeah, maybe hit your legs and your arms a little bit with some sunscreen to make sure that you're protected so that you can age gracefully. Aging gracefully without sunscreen just is not a thing. You have to have sunscreen as part of your skincare routine on a daily basis if you want to age gracefully. Now, at the same time, if you are aware of what's going to happen if you don't wear sunscreen and you make that choice, as long as you know what you are getting into walking into it, that's all I care about. I mean, well, I care about your skin and I would like for you to wear sunscreen every day, but I'm not going to argue with you about it. As long as you know that aging gracefully is significantly difficult, more difficult, if you don't wear that daily sunscreen. Okay. Now, if you are wearing that daily sunscreen, other things you can do to take care of the body. I really like the body washes from Necessaire, but I also really like the Method body washes. Naturium has some fantastic ones with exfoliants in them. If you deal with red reactive skin or you get inflammatory acne on the body, their sulfur cleanser from Naturium, amazing. If you are dealing with discoloration on the body, they have a mandelic acid cleanser and a glycolic acid cleanser. Both of those are fantastic. The skin on your body can handle a whole lot more than the skin on your face. So what that means that you can use the exfoliating body wash every day if your skin isn't going to get dried out, as long as you're putting on lotion. And that brings us into after shower body care. If you can keep a hydrating lotion next to your shower and put it on when your skin is still a little damp, it will be so much better for your skin. It'll be so much more hydrating. Body oils are fantastic as well. Naturium has a fantastic, their Glow Getter body oil is so good. Oh my goodness, it smells heavenly. And it's more of a dry oil, so you don't feel greasy after, which as a sensory girly, I very, very much appreciate that. Body serums have become really popular lately as well, and body serums are going to be nice if you don't like the feeling of like that heavy lotion. I prefer a body serum in the morning and then a thicker lotion at night. So like the Abia Me Summer Skin, I adore. It's a body serum lotion hybrid. It's thin enough to be a body serum, but it's hydrating enough to be considered a lotion. I adore that. It's so thin, so lightweight, so incredibly hydrating. But then something like the Kiehl's Ultra Body Mega Moisture Squalene Cream at night, oh my goodness, it feels heavenly. Pair that with freshly shaven legs and some fresh sheets, and oh my goodness, that's magical. It is magical. So finding the types of lotion that you prefer using is going to be very beneficial. If you would like some sort of actual treatment other than an exfoliating body wash, that's when a retinol body lotion is going to come into play. Yes, you can also get body serums with vitamin C and peptides and things like that, but if you're wearing a daily sunscreen, making sure your skin is hydrated fresh out of the shower, and using a retinol body lotion in the evening between 3 and 6 times a week, that is more than enough for a beautiful full body anti-aging routine. As far as body retinols go, CocoKind makes a great one. My personal favorites are from Remedy. They're Remedy Skin, Remedy for Body Bumps. I have KP personally, and it has been a game changer to manage my KP. And then the Murad Resurgence Body Retinol, not retinol, retinol. Oh my goodness, I love her so much. She has made such a crazy difference on my stretch marks. My daughter is 8 years old. She was first child. I had no stretch marks on the belly before having her. Had her. Lots of stretch marks on the belly. Basically, I have a tree on the bottom of my belly. I love my stretch marks personally. They gave me my little best friend. So I absolutely love them. They're my markings that my baby girl gave to me. I gave her life. She gave me stretch marks and up a shoe size. She made my feet grow, which that part sucked. I miss my pink heels that I used to have. But anyway, the Murad Body Retinol reduced my stretch marks on my stomach, my 7-year-old stretch marks. Okay, please keep that in mind. She is 8 years old. She turned 8 in June. I started using this Body Retinol from Murad in February of this year, I want to say. By the time she turned 8, my stretch marks, no, are they gone? Not at all. Are they significantly reduced? Yes. It took, honestly, a good 3 months to actually see the results. So give it time. Stay consistent. You only need a tiny bit. I used it 3, maybe 4 times a week. So it's not like I used it every single night. And after 3 months, I saw such a significant reduction in my stretch marks. I am just blown away. I pretty much exclusively use that retinol, the body retinol from Murad, on the areas that I have stretch marks. So lower belly, I've got a few stretch marks on my sides from having my son. And then I use it on my thighs for cellulite and things like that. And I absolutely love it. I just use it in those areas, and then I'll use my Remedy body lotion for the rest of my body that I want retinol on. But I don't necessarily retinol my entire body. I don't really retinol my legs other than where I put the Murad retinol for cellulite, but I do make sure that I hit it with lotion. So yes, that does mean that on any given day, I am applying 5-6 body products. And no, that is not necessary. I know that I was saying how much I love skin minimalism. So let me simplify this very quickly, okay? So in the morning, one of the best things to do, I am a morning shower person, okay? So I will get up, pop in the shower, whether it's a hair wash day or just a body wash day. I will get up, pop in the shower. As soon as I get out, I will have my Avia Me Summer Skin sitting right there on the counter. I will pat off, pat dry for the majority, and then still leave my skin slightly damp, pop on the Avia Me body lotion. It is, like I said, the very light serum texture, feels amazing. Absolutely love it. I will put that on. I will then go about my morning, continuing to get ready, wearing my robe. And then before I actually get dressed, once I have picked out my outfit and I know how much skin is going to show, I will then use my Hims body lotion that has SPF 30. They do have an SPF 50 as well. 50 or 30, doesn't really matter. I will put on my Hims body lotion, and it feels like a Hims body lotion. It feels and smells like a normal Hims body lotion. It doesn't feel like I'm putting on sunscreen. So I will put that on. If I have a specific fragrance that I would like to wear that day, then I will either do the Kula body sunscreen or the Super Goop Play body sunscreen, both of which are fragrance free and not going to interfere with any perfume that I would like to wear that day, because the Hims one does have quite of a scent to it, as all Hims lotions do. So that's just 2 products in the morning. So my skin is now hydrated and protected. That's all I need it to be done in the morning. And then in the evenings, 3 to 4 days a week, I will put on my Remedy Skin Remedy for Body Bumps. This is the retinol body lotion. And I'll put this generally on my upper body only. I will then go in with the Murad Retinol and do that on the middle portion of my body, basically just where I have stretch marks or a little bit of cellulite. I do have a retinol hand lotion from Soft Service that sits on my nightstand that I adore, and so I'll do that as well, but I won't do that on the nights that I do the retinol for my body, because I'll already have some retinol on my hands that I can work in. And that's it. Nothing crazy, nothing overwhelming. It's just a few products, and they're all obviously optional, but I know that doing this It takes just a few extra minutes out of my day, and I know that my skin will be set up so much better than the people that I know my age who don't do any of that. Seriously though, if you take nothing else away from this, a retinol body lotion and a sunscreen every day. That's really, really all you need. Don't let it overwhelm you to the point that you don't do anything. Those two right there will be more than enough. As far as trends for the fall, body care will definitely continue. I think skin minimalism will continue. I think skin flooding is already starting to die out a little bit, and I think it will continue to die out. And then I'm hoping that more barrier focus comes back into play once it starts to get cooler outside, because really we do need to be focusing on barrier health. And we're gonna do a deep dive in next week's episode about some ingredients that are super popular right now and gaining even more popularity that all help with barrier health, and that's gonna be exosomes, ectoin, and growth factors. But we'll talk about that in next week's episode. I hope you're just as excited about this podcast relaunch as I am. I adore this, and I cannot wait to go down this journey with you and see where this takes us. Don't forget to check out all of the links in the show notes and work with me one-on-one, or check out the Routine Builder Guide that will walk you through how to build your perfect routine in a very simple, understandable way. As always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, night, week, year, life, because you deserve it. And don't forget to reapply your sunscreen.